Well, for a change of pace, we'll talk about a halachic aspect of the parsha. I mean, but it has to do with hashkafa also, and that is, you know, Rachel died, and there is a medrash tanchuma and a zar that say black on white that she died because the sin that Yaakov, you know, delayed in fulfilling his neder when he was on the run in last week's parsha. Yeah, yeah. And he finally got around to it later in this week's parasha. He went back to Beit El to fulfill his neder. But in the meantime, you know, Rachel died because he was ma'acher in the neder. There's a tanchuma to that effect. There's a zor. All right. The problem is like this. The svarim ask a problem that is against the Gemara. Gemara says mefurish in Rosh Hashanah Daf Vav. On the Isser of Baal Ta'acher, of not delaying your netter. You have to fulfill within the first three regalim. Mm-hmm. Right? If not, you're over on Baal Ta'acher. Omar says that, the Pasuk says, Chazal Darshan, Bechachet v'lo be'ishtachachet. You know, Baal Ta'acher is all on you. It's not on your wife. Oh, very good. So that's what the Gemara says. All right, and not to be confused with the different Gemara and Shabbos that, you know, in the Avon of being going against your netter, your wife dies, Chas V'Shalom, because that's different, because that's going against your netter. But Stam delaying, Mefurish in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, that's on you, not on her. Mm-hmm. Right? So what's Shana the Tanchum and the Zohar? Right, so I just want to share with you three terutzim on this. Two out of the three are from the Kli Chemda. So first of all, he says a very simple chiluk. Says like this, as the Zohar itself says, Rachel was in a shat sakana, because she was in childbirth. You know, it's a shat sakana. When you're in a shat sakana, the Satan's makatrig, and you need a schut to be saved. So it's a simple chiluk. That which Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, you know, of course, if your wife is not in any particular sakana, it's not going to be considered her sin. But if she's in sakana, and she's a schut to be saved, every schut counts, right? And then her husband being guilty of Baal Tachar for sure is a lack of schut that, you know when you need saving from sakana. So that's the simple chiluk you want to say, that the Zohar just meant to say that, you know, she was in sakana and she needed schut to be saved. She needed schut, and then Yaakov was lacking in schuyot to save her because he was guilty of Baal Ta'acher. That's his...
So it is ishtuk gufo, but it's just not that clear, is it?
No, so that's not getting into it now, but then he says like this. That's Teretz number one. Teretz number two is more interesting. And he says like this. Yeah, that he says what Yoel says, that what's pshat in the Gemara? We should say, v'ayah b'cha chet, b'cha includes your wife, because ishto kegufo. Mm-hmm. Bor says, b'cha lafuke your wife. Ma pitom, ishto kegufo. Why should we darshan that way? Yeah. Ishto kegufo. So he says an interesting idea, that, you know, I'll tell you why we don't say ishto kegufo, because it's not absolutely true. Because you could get rid of your wife, right? Gerushin, or misas abal. It's not a permanent bond, and so it's not literally like your arm. You can't get rid of your arm, right? Okay. Yeah. So it's not literal. So therefore, we could darshan b'cha v'lo b'ishtecha, because ishto kegufo is not literal. Right. And what's the raya? It's not literal because it's severable, and you can undo it.
Right.
You can't get rid of your left arm. So he says an amazing chap. There's a shita in Yerushalmi that says that Goyim have no way of getting divorced. Now, we don't paskel like that Yerushalmi. A Ben Noach, the way he gets married is by just living with his wife, and the way he gets divorced is simply by throwing her out of the house. That's the way we paskel, right? That's it, because they don't have Kiddushin and Gittin. They don't have Kiddushin. So they live together, they're married, he throws her out of the house, they're divorced. But there's a Yerushalmi that says they've got no way to get divorced. No way. Right, and they don't have gerushin, so there's no such thing as getting divorced, right? And the Pnei Yoshua wants to tie it further that if they can't get divorced, that also means mitat habal is not matir her either, because what's the difference?
She's for life.
That's right. So it's like the Indians that just burn the woman with the nechassim. I said it's the Eskimos. Yeah, well, of course, we don't say
they burn the parents because they don't want the kids to suffer seeing the parents die. So they send them out on a raft. They get old.
I suppose there's some nation on earth that burns the wife of the dead man.
I think you saw it more than in 80 days.
No, I didn't see it.
Try to burn a princess. Because the king died.
Around the world in 80 days.
But anyway, look, but seriously. So the Perashua says that that according to that Shita, if there's no divorce, there's no Mises about, a woman is an Eishes forever. Right. So that's a Pnei, so that's Yerushalmi. We add the Pnei Yerushua spin to Yerushalmi. So now let me ask you, says the Kli Chemda, Yaakov gave himself a din of a Jew or a din of a Ben Noach?
Because he didn't keep the Torah, but didn't get the Torah yet.
Yeah, but he gave himself a din of Ben Noach for Ikra Din, for Arayah, he married two sisters.
No, that's not Arayah. They're saying that there's a different Teretz for that. The Teretz that he married two sisters because it was a Chutzlar.
So even like that Shita, right, in the Chutzlar he has a din of a Ben Noach, right?
So he gave
Yaakov Avinu gave himself a din of a Ben Noach,
right?
So wait a minute, let's go back, flash to that, you know, that Yerushalmi. If a Ben Noach can never get divorced, right? So now if a Ben Noach can never get divorced, listen to this, right? Ben Noach can never get divorced. That means by a Ben Noach we could darshan ishto kegufo mamish,
okay. Right?
Oh, so because and therefore by a Ben Noach he can't say b'cha v'lo b'ishtecha, because you are your wife and your wife is you,
right?
Because you're inseparable. She's like your left arm.
So like that Yerushalmi,
it's very good, right? That you know, that she had to pay for his baal to acher, for his delaying his netter. Right, and he just says an interesting thing that he wants to just stop, analyze it. Interesting analysis. He says, you know, it makes sense. Kiddushin has gittin. You know why? Because what's kiddushin? It's a kinyan. It's an acquisition. So you could be kone, you could be makne. Makes sense,
right?
You know, but Ben Noach, he's not kone her. They just live together. It's chibur. They're married not because he acquired her. They're married because they mitchaber.
Right.
Just it's a chibur that that has no period after. It's an absolute chibur. And he says an interesting word that it could also be used in a relative way to explain the difference between kiddushin and nisuin. Kiddushin, naret mikudesh, that in the old days of the Talmud they used to do it 12 months apart.
Right.
Kiddushin is a kinyan. Naret mikudesh is a kinyan. Right. But nisuin is machnisa l'toch beito. Nisuin is a different, is not a kinyan. Nisuin is a chibur. But of course, but get helps for it also. But this idea of kinyan versus chibur can help describe the difference between kiddushin and nisuin, right? So that's his second teretz, that Yaakov gave himself a din of Ben Noach, because that's how he allowed himself to marry two sisters. But if he's a Ben Noach, then like that Shita Yerushalmi can never divorce. But why not? Because by Ishus, by Ben Noach, is Chibur,
right?
And she is you and you are her, right? And therefore you can't darshan b'cha v'lo b'ishtecha, because you're the same person. Because by Ben Noach, it's to be taken literally, because they are inseparable. Right? But the third teretz is from the Meshech Chochmer, Meir Simcha. And he says an unbelievable chap. The Yaakov Avinu said in last week's parsha, V'shafti b'shalom el beis avi. So he wants to learn, that's not just the pshat, I should be so safe, God should protect me so much that I can make it back to my father's house. No, that was part of the game plan. He was no dare. He was no dare like this. I'm going to Yitzhak's house. Right, I'm going to do some time, and from there I'm going to offer up the korban at Betel. It was the game plan, not just on the Tanai. You know, it was the game plan that he was no there, right? Yafeh, right? So now, what does it say right before the parsha that Yaakov Avinu? It says this week's parsha also, right? You know, about around the time when he went to Betel,
right.
It says that Vatamas Dvora Menekes Rivka. The Chazal, the Darshi, it really means that, you know, Rivka herself also died, right? Rivka died, right? Now, V'shafti b'shalom o beit avi. Now, everyone knows throughout Shas, beito zu ishto. Like by the coin girl, v'chiper bado bad beito. Beito zu ishto, that's why the coin girl has to be married,
that's why.
Why
just have a second wife.
Second, just in case, because v'chiper bado bad beito, beito zu ishto. He said, v'shafti b'shalom o beit avi. Right?
You say,
Beit Avi. But Rivka died. there's no Beit Av anymore because his wife, Rivka, is his house. So it's not the pshat he was ma'acher the neder. It was pshat he was the neder. He was mevatel neder. Mevatel the neder. There's taka gemara in Shabbos that on bittel on that we go against the neder. When you go against the neder, then your wife does could one of the onshim is that a person could lose his wife over that, and that's why. So he says it's not because of ichur. Because it was bittul, because he waited so long till Rivka died. Now there's no Shafti B'Shalom Beit Avi. He can't be Mekayim the Neder if he wants to. So it's bittul on Neder. Bittul on Neder, a wife does Chas V'Shalom die for. So that's the Or Sameach's Teretz. And we'll just end off with a very interesting story talking about wives and Nedarim. And, you know, that story I heard from Yair Lasky, told from the Boston Rebbe over here, Rabbi Horowitz. Of Boston, he said that the Divrei Chaim of Tzanz, who had a son Rav Baruch of Gorlitz, so you have to check. They had a Hasidic community in Gorlitz. Anyway, Gitzer, the Divrei Chaim was once asked who, in his opinion, is the smartest guy in the world. He said, "I'll tell you, the smartest guy in the world is my Meshulach Yankel, my Meshulach that collects money for me." I said, "Well, let's hear why is he so smart." So I'll tell you. Here's an example. A while back, one of the towns that are under my jurisdiction, the mikveh broke, right? And I said, Yanko, you got to take care of this. You got to raise money for the mikveh and get that mikveh fixed. All right, so Yanko goes around collecting money. He comes to the town where the mikveh is, and he knocks on the door of one of the richest guys in the town, says, look, I'm a shliach of the Divrei Chaim, and I'm collecting money for the mikveh. All right? He says, I don't care about the mikveh. You know, looks at you and says, you know, hey, don't be mezuzah. I'm a shliach of the Divrei Chaim. You know, I could do things for you. He says, you know, I'll tell you what I want. I want my wife dead. You know what? I think I can help you with that. Listen to me. Right? Gemara says that if a person is mevatel a neder, his wife dies. Chas v'shalom. This is what I'm going to tell you to do. Listen, buddy, I got a game plan for you. Make a neder to pay for the whole mikveh. But don't pay for the mikveh. Don't be Mekayim that neder, she'll be dead in no time. If you really? Promise. Okay. So he makes the neder that he's going to pay for all mikveh. He says, okay, I'm going to go around other people collecting, but don't let me catch you giving money for that mikveh. All right? Otherwise, the plan won't work. No money. Okay. So he goes around collecting, and it's not enough money. He goes to other towns. You know, and he comes back to this town. And they say, this guy here said, Yanko the Meshulach's in town. And don't say you're a liar, you're a thief, right? So what happened? My wife's still alive, healthy as an ox. So what happened? Have you been giving money to the mikveh? No, chas v'shalom. How can you say such a thing? I would never give money to the mikveh, like I promised. I made an letter to give, and I promised not to give. This is not right. The Gemara says the Gemara can't be wrong. Let's think about this for a second. Describe what your day looks like at home. Oh, those days are, my days are hell. I fight with my wife from the moment I open my eyes till we just get too tired to fight and we fall asleep at night. I said, I got it. I figured out the problem. Right? In Shemayim, they're not giving her a din of your wife because you don't treat her like a wife. And that's why it's not working. You got to treat her like a wife. And then it'll kick in that, you know, you made a neder, you're not being Mekayim. So what do I do? How do I treat her like a wife? Well, this way, you got to buy her flowers on Erev Shabbos. And wherever she cooks, you say it's delicious, right? And wherever she says to you any insult, just don't answer her back. Right? So guy says, I have to do this for like a long time? Nah, a few weeks should be enough. All right, does it. But she sees that he's changing, so she changes also. He's nice to me, she's nice in return. And what do you know? They fall in love. Right? And they start, they rediscovered each other and having, but then she gets sick. Right? And the doctors say, we don't know why, what, but it looks like she's going to die. So he runs to Yanko the Meshulach. He says, you know, my wife is dying. He says, well, great, that's what we said, right? That's what we planned. Right? He says, no, now I love her, I don't want to die. He says, there's only one solution. Pay for the mikveh, right? It says, my Meshulach Yanko is the smartest guy in the world. Okay, I couldn't.